Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content, such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle and wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening to my mommy's show. Go, mommy!
Thank you, Bree Bree. What's up, everyone? You are listening to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show on eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, where I will feature the hottest topics in regards to nutrition, sports, and fitness. Now, as always, we're going to start off the show with a couple of shout-outs. And the first shout-out is going to go to my little princess, Brianna, who you just heard introducing me, for getting the Outstanding Efforts in Physical Education Award at her school. You know, this is an important award because your health is your wealth. So I'm so proud of you, my little princess. Keep doing your thing. Next, I'm going to give a shout out to all the amazing fighters out there and their camps on their victories last weekend in Tijuana, Mexico, where I was able to witness this myself. Jalen, Malik, Alex Castro, Christian, and DeAndre. Also to GM3 and Flash Boxing for building champions inside and outside of the ring. And Noosh, Tillamook Jerky, and Space Shape for their amazing sponsorship at the weigh-in. It's really great to have healthy snacks right ready and available at the weigh-in. And it's so critically important to me. So thank you guys so much for giving your product to our fighters. Also, I want you to check out my page on IG at Reese119, R-E-E-S-E-119, and check out one of the best fights of the night. We had two ladies who fought their hearts out. I tell you what, I have never seen two women take punches like these two women. I mean, just up there, like brawling it out. They had everybody on the edge of their seat. So congratulations. That was probably one of the best fights of the night. Just amazing fight. Last but not least, I got to give a shout out to heavyweight champion Johnny Rice, who was on my third show. He's out there in Australia right now. Hello, mate. Out there in Australia right now, getting ready to fight against Dempsey McKean this Saturday, March 7th. In a sold-out show at the Star Gold Coast Casino. He's actually going to be competing for two belts, everybody, including the WBO Asia Pacific and IBF Intercontinental belts. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be streaming this fight. And how you can do that is you go to www.epiccenter.tv. I'm going to post this on my Instagram again at Reese119 tomorrow so that you can see where you can stream this amazing fight. I'm so excited, and I'm proud of you, my friend. Everybody look out for that poster tomorrow so you can stream that fight this Saturday. Now, without further ado, we have my friend, Donovan McIntosh, founder and CEO of Warrior Fitness 101, former bodybuilder, personal trainer, sports nutritionist, boot camp coordinator, and 20-year law enforcement out of Las Vegas, who will be talking to us tonight about how to be in shape beyond your prime. Let's see if he's on the line. I think I see him on the line here. Donovan, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Yo, yo, yo. What's good?
How are you?
Hey, hey, life is good. Life is great. Put a candle in my cake. How you doing?
I like that. I like that. I hope it's a healthy cake. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Now, you have always been so incredibly busy. I mean, I just, like, I had to take a couple, like, I almost ran out of breath just saying all the titles of everything that you do. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I was often told, you know, if you knew better, you do better. And I know better, so I'm a go-getter. You know what I mean? You already know. Warrior Fitness 101, Richard Steele's Gym in North Las Vegas. I mean, we still doing it big, still doing it major. Thrive for life. I stay on that black label. I mean, life is good. You know, no complaints.
Nice, nice. Well, you know, to start everything off, I must say thank you for your service, you know, as a cop. You know, my father was a cop for 16 years in D.C. and in Portland, Oregon. And my brother followed his footsteps for, you know, for a bit as well. So I have major respect for what you do. But, you know, there is that stigma around, you know, cops and donuts. You know, but you seem to never fit that stereotype, you know. So I want to ask you, how have you changed the culture and the stigma of health and fitness in law enforcement?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, in the past 20 years that I've been serving and protecting my community, when I took the oath to serve and protect, that gave me the right to stay in shape. I feel like if you're going to serve and protect, you give up the right to be unhealthy. You understand? The people need you. You know, you are a public servant, and you give up that right to be unhealthy. And so, you know, I've adopted some principles that have kept me, you know, alive and safe on the streets, and kept me well, and kept me, you know, always on my A game. You know, sometimes, you know, throughout the course of your career, you have to reinvent yourself. You have to figure out ways to stay, you know, on your A game. And I've managed to do that, you know, very successfully, you know, over the course of my career in law enforcement.
Yeah, I can see that. Your pictures, you know, it don't look like you have too much body fat, you know, in your pictures. You know what I'm saying? You look like you're doing all right. You look like you're doing all right.
You know what's funny? So it's funny you bring that up, because, you know, when we talk about, you know, how to stay fit past your prime, I wanted to show people, you know, these pictures weren't of me in my 20s, in my 30s. I didn't get into bodybuilding and competing, you know, as a physique competitor until I was in my 40s. You know what I mean? Like not my early 40s, like my late 40s. You know what I mean? So I know if I can do it, you know, in my late 40s, I mean, there's a plan out there for everybody. You know, you just have to stick to it. And you know, I was able to achieve a lot of success, you know, being in law enforcement and competing and training. But I attribute that to really good time management and balance. You know, I think for me, that was the key, is to figure out, okay, you know, I'm going to work a 10-hour shift. How many meals can I get in? And everybody knows, I mean, I'm going to eat. I mean, there's no secret. If I'm, you know, I'll pull over and I'll, you know, grab a chicken breast, mow it down, you know, do what I need to do. But, you know, it's about the sacrifice. It's about how bad do you want it. And, you know, I can tell you, I challenged myself, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, especially when you get up in the age, people just don't eat right. You don't eat right. You know, some people may eat once or twice a day, and that's it. And they're not hungry because they don't know how to eat. You know, so as a sports nutritionist, you know, I've spent a lot of years teaching people how to eat, to lose weight, to gain muscle, to lose fat, to be functional, to be healthy, you know, because the end game is to live longer and live a good, healthy life and be prosperous.
Right, right. But, you know, I know that everybody, okay, so we all try hard sometimes to plan out our food and pack our food, all that, meal prep. But sometimes I know on the job, and even as a cop, you may have not packed your snacks. What do you do if you're on, you know, if you're on your shift and it's late at night and you didn't pack anything? And you say chicken breast, but if you go to 7-Eleven, I mean, what do you do in that kind of situation? I know we've all been there.
Right, right. So first of all, you gotta know, you know, what you're putting in your body, and if you have no plans to get on stage, like I can tell you, and I still do it right now. I hope my boss isn't listening, but I will pull through a drive-thru at El Pollo Loco, and I get a couple chicken breasts, peel the skin off, and just eat the chicken breasts, you know. Or you know, you stop at 7-Eleven. You walk past all of the malt liquor, and you get a muscle milk or a protein bar, and you keep it moving. You know, for me, not eating was not an option. You got to understand, as a youth, I was a very, very thin kid. I grew up skinny, and as I got older, I realized how much being called skinny affected me. You know, it was almost like a derogatory term. It was like calling a heavy set person, you know, FAT, you know. And so it really played a role on my confidence and my self-esteem. And so I knew if I didn't eat, I wasn't going to develop the muscle. I wasn't going to get I wasn't going to get to the end game, you know. And now we fast forward, you know, years later, you know, and my swag is on 1,000 because I'm that guy right now. But I put the work in, you know. I put the work in. And so, you know, I will tell anybody, listen, you have to know what you're putting in your body because you are what you eat. And we were taught that as a kid. You know, if you're only putting in bad food in your body, then you shouldn't expect, you know, good results. You know, you have to treat your body like a finely tuned machine. I always tell people, you treat your body like a finely tuned machine. You wouldn't put 87 octane gas in a Ferrari, okay? Because if you did, you probably shouldn't expect it to perform at optimal levels. You just shouldn't. You put the good stuff in,
right?
And I've always, you know, when I had goals to, you know, build muscle, I know I needed to put the protein in. I always use carbs. And good fats, you know, for fuel. And I was able to balance it out to where, you know, it wasn't all just, you know, eating tuna out of the can, because that's a huge misconception. You know, you got to eat tuna out of a can. You can't eat, you know, food with flavor or taste. And to a certain degree, I mean, it's kind of right, but you have to have balance. You know, I can tell you, you know, the people that have trained me over the years, shout out to Elaine Goodlatte, my coach, Greg Hasbury, you know, these people that have inspired me throughout the years, Terry and Anna Goodlatte, Jay Horn, these people have taught me how to have balance so you have longevity. And it's not, I don't like to use the word diet, because diets, when you think about diets, everybody thinks about, when you say diet, it's like, okay, this is temporary. I'm going to be really good so I can be ready for summertime, and then fall time, I'm just going to eat, you know, crap. No, it's about making healthy lifestyle changes. And once you get used to eating good, then, you know, you can have these treats. You can have these big carb load meals. You can, I mean, I ate pizza, you know, when I was competing, and sometimes, you know, arguably I look better after I've eaten a pizza, you know. So, you know, it's for me, it's about education and dispelling all of the misconceptions about getting big or losing weight or how to stay in shape past your prime. I mean, I've, you know, achieved a great level of success by just staying focused. I've adopted the God principle, not in a spiritual sense, but the acronym GOD, goals, objectives, and deadlines. You know, I set my goals. I figure out my actions or my measurable steps of how I'm going to get there, and I give myself a deadline. That way, my workouts have purpose. You understand?
Nice.
I mean, even though I've been a trainer for a long time, and a sports nutritionist, I don't know everything. I still reach out to people. Renee Marvin. I still reach out to people like Greg Hasbury or Lane and pick their brains on, you know, certain things. I mean, I've over the years I've gotten a little bit more familiar with blood group diet, you know, and there's a lot of things that go into that, you know. I've always been a huge fan of just keeping it basic or keeping it simple.
Right, right. Well, Donovan, I want to ask you, how did you transition from being a cop, you know, into the fitness and nutrition world? How did that all happen?
Okay, so, I mean, and that's a good question. I mean, so I've been an athlete my whole life. I played football. I ran track, basketball and such. I was in the military. I believe in like, I think 2007, I was afforded the opportunity to become a TAC officer out at the police academy. And one of my responsibilities was a physical training. My supervisor was like, look, you know, we know you work out. We know you're into fitness. We're going to throw you right out there and you're going to be lead physical fitness instructor. And so for three
wow.
years, you know, I taught, you know, regular civilians, you know, how to stay in shape, you know, for those times where you're fighting for your life, when you're in foot pursuits, you know, and how to eat healthy while you're on the job, you know, and so that inspired me. So when I left and when I went back to patrol, I realized that I had a lot of passion for personal training. And a lot of guys know, I mean, this is just me. My name, I'd like to think is synonymous with, you know, with fitness and training. So I decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to step out on a limb and I'm going to put myself out there. And I'll be honest with you, you know, when you're a cop and you're trying to do something else, people will look at you and they'll be like, oh, well, he's just a cop trying to be this, or he's just a cop, you know, trying to do something else, or he's part-time. And it wasn't until I started posting my pictures of me on stage that people were like, okay, he's how old? And you look like that. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna tell you, Miss Tammy,
yeah.
My phone started blowing up, and I started with small boot camps, and I mean, I ended up with some really good clients. I mean, throughout the course of my entire training career, the gyms that I've worked out of, I mean, it's been nothing short of amazing. You know, and the good thing is I haven't had to spend a lot of money doing a promotion because, you know, my work ethic speaks for itself. I've gotten a lot of good referrals by just word of mouth, you know, and so I never felt like I'm like, hey, you know, I got the cop thing going on at night. That's good. But in the daytime, you know, I'm a full-blown trainer changing lives in that aspect, making people feel good about themselves, helping them boost their self-esteem. You know, and I could tell you, Tammy, I'm not going to mention this guy's name. I hope he's listening, but this guy told me he wanted to be a San Diego a police officer. And I trained him outside. I said, look, what I'm going to do, how I do it, is we're going to stay outside, okay? And we're going to do it just like the boot camp that you're going to, the type of training that you're going to do in the police academy. And I carved this guy up really nice. And he told me to my face, he says, I didn't want to tell you this over the phone, but I've never been in this shape in my entire life, and it's because of you. I feel good. I look good. And I was just like, I mean, it literally, I had a lump in my throat, almost brought me to tears, you know, because that told me everything that I've done, everything that I've learned, it paid off. And it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the money. It let me know it solidified my position as a personal trainer, as a professional, and it let me know, okay, so I might have some skills. I might be able to, you know, have some longevity in this field, you know. And I mean, like I said, I've gone on and I've trained some I mean, some very interesting people, you know, all walks of life, you know, kids, soccer moms, cops. I've trained a lot of cops, you know, professionals, and you know, it's been an interesting journey because everybody's different. You know what I mean? And I never go to a template and say, well, I'm gonna train you, Miss Tammy, from this template because I was able to get success when I trained this person, so I'm gonna use the same thing for you. No, I don't do that. I break everything down, you know, to your lifestyle, your eating habits, your age, your blood type, you know, what you do for a living, how much sleep you get, how much water you taking in. Yeah, I break it down. I'll sit right here in the lab and I'll look over it, and then I come up with the plan, and then I'm like, okay, so this is your goal. This is what you want to do. Here's how we're going to do it. And every 10 days, we're going to measure our progress. Going right back to the God principles. You understand? And so, I mean, it's been good. I mean, I love it. I know for a fact, with a great amount of certainty, post police work, I mean, I will continue on training and dedicate my time to changing lives, you know, and making people feel good about themselves and getting their confidence back and getting their swag on 1,000 like me. You know what I mean? Because it's huge. You know, I'll tell you this, Miss Tammy. Every December, you know, after Christmas, everybody's New Year's resolution is, I'm going to get back in the gym. Yep. I'm going to lose all of this holiday weight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens?
Mm-hmm.
January 2nd, gyms are full. They're full. Like, you can't get on the machines that nobody never uses because people are on there using them, you know? And then, you understand? And then you see that Valentine's Day taper off at the gym, and then by March it's you know what I mean,
it's a wrap.
It's back to and I can tell you, it's because people genuinely don't know what to do, and I see it. I can tell you right now, go into a Planet Fitness in January and see how people are working out. I study body mechanics, and I can tell you there's a lot of things that people are doing wrong. People end up injured, or they'll try to train a specific body part and end up hurting another body part and don't get the desired results, and they quit, you know? And I'll tell everybody that's listening, swallow your pride, ask for help. You understand? If you want change, invest in yourself. I've often told people, I'm never going to get rich being a personal trainer. You're not investing in me. You're investing in yourself. I'm giving you my knowledge. I am the training wheels to your bicycle. You understand? My job is to teach you every machine, how to be successful in the gym without me. Educate you on the supplements, the importance of sleep, water consumption, and everything you could possibly think of, and then take the training wheels off and send you on your way. You know?
So – Well, Donna, I just want to ask you, is that what encompasses the whole Warrior Fitness 101? Is that what that's about, the education?
Exactly. And it's funny you say that, because when I was trying to think of what do I call it, you know, so I was just like, all right, well, my first name's Donovan, right? So I looked up, what does Donovan mean? And it translated to warrior. I was like, well, it's actually translated to dark warrior. But I was like, okay, well, I don't want to call it dark warrior or anything. So I was like, well, I'll call it warrior. I'm into fitness, but I wanted to keep it basic. So I just tagged on the 101, Warrior Fitness 101. You understand? And
nice.
And it's basically been about just keeping it simple. You know, people make it so difficult when you start adding in all of the fads and the trends. You know, it's just like, you know, when people start talking about, I want to do the keto diet. I'm like, well, you can't spell keto. What is keto? What does keto stand for? Well, you don't know. Well, you're doing it because somebody else is doing it. You understand? And so people sometimes don't educate themselves, but will follow trends. Sometimes they may get results. Don't know how. Don't know why. And sometimes they don't get results. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I attribute a lot of my success to educating everyone. There's no secrets. There's no secrets. I can tell you what I've tried and what's worked and what I believe to be, good, but it's up to you to decide. I'm going to tell you everything. What works for you will work for you, but it may not work for your friend. That's why everybody's different. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I've gained a lot of success by just keeping it basic. And people, over the years that I've trained, they still call me and ask me for advice or I'll train someone, they'll get in shape, go away, come back, that's huge to me. That's big to me. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And I like the way that you say that you train people differently because, it's different strokes for different folks. You can't train, young kid the same way as you train an older adult. You can't train females and males are even different. Let me ask you, how, for some women who are past their prime that might be hitting that life-changing moment where they're experiencing hot flashes, et cetera, like I have some friends that are going through that are a little older than I am that are going through some changes. What would you recommend to those who are going through that stage of life, who still want to stay in shape, but their body's all out of whack. The hormones are crazy. What would you do? What would you, for those listeners out there that are experiencing that, what would you recommend for them?
So believe it or not, I've had this conversation countless amount of times. You, Tammy, I'm going to tell you, if you're menopausal and your body's changing, you got to get that blood work done. You got to see what's going on inside. You have to check your hormone levels. You understand? Because we all experience, especially women, you get hormonal at different periods, throughout your life, and I've sent people and say, hey, look, if what you're doing is not working and it looks like, you got a pretty good regimen. I mean, you got to, get your blood work, get your hormone, get checked out, see what's going on. And you may have food allergies, or something that's making you, not perform at your peak levels. I will always, especially guys, I mean, we are on a decline after 18, our testosterone levels are diminishing. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So I would always tell you, like, look, I'm not a doctor by no stretch. So what you need to do is, get your routine checkups. Get your routine checkups. I'm 50, and mm-hmm. I just went and got new glasses today. I get checked up. It's better than getting checked up than getting checked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People for some reason ignore. We ignore the symptoms. Oh, it's just heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
I've gained a little weight. It's just heartburn. I need to change my diet. And next thing you know, boom. Oh, guess who just dropped dead? Oh, really? I'm not surprised. You understand? So
mm-hmm.
We have to continuously change as our bodies change. I'm going to tell you right now.
Right.
I don't go in the gym trying to lift 315 pounds anymore. You know. My joints are different. My tendons are different. My muscles are different. And it doesn't take – first of all, I don't have that desire to be this 250-pound monster anymore. You understand? But mm-hmm. secondly, for me, it's about being healthy. It's about being fit. It's about the end game.
Right.
You understand? Ms. Tammy, I mean, you can look
yourself. Yeah, absolutely.
Working out, exercise – slows down the aging process. You understand? Period.
Yeah.
Slows it down. And if you don't believe me, go to warrior_fitness101. Check out my videos. 50 is the new 30. I'm living proof. You know what I mean? I'm
right.
That dude right now.
That's right. So, and, you know, I've in my career, I've worked with kids, parents, seniors, like all walks of life in nutrition and fitness. And the thing that I've noticed is, you know, definitely our bodies change and our diet has to change with that. You can't always eat the same thing your whole life, you know?
Absolutely.
And I know that when you touched on the whole testosterone thing with men, I know that there are certain meal plans and diets out there that can help with the stamina and the testosterone levels. And even with females, with the estrogen levels, there's different things that our bodies need as we age, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
No, you're right. Absolutely. I mean, arguably, an older, more mature man will tell you that, you know, testosterone if taken properly, is the fountain of youth. You know what I mean? Anybody will tell you that. It's a game changer, you know, but the same things that can help you, if not taken right, can also hurt you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a doctor will prescribe you testosterone, but, you know, some doctors may not tell you, hey, you take tests, it's going to increase your red blood cells. It's going to make your blood thick. Your iron levels are going to go up. You may have an adverse effect to having thick blood. You understand? It might affect your prostate, you know, and if you're young, you know, it may affect your ability to produce later on, because once you start taking it, your body stops producing it, and it takes a while for your body to reacclimate and start producing it on its own, you know. So you literally, again, you have to educate yourself and know what you're putting in your body, and you do it for the right reasons. And again, you have to do the checkups. You have to follow up and know what's going on with your body. Follow. You know, if you're, I'll give you an example. You know, if you start getting up in age and you start having aching knees like I do, you know, you can't run. Okay. There's the elliptical, you know, there's other machines. There's other ways that you can, you know, get your target heart rate to the burn zone, to where you can still, you know, stay in shape. You know, you can walk. You know, you don't always have people think, well, I'm going to go running. You know, I'm like, okay, that's to each his own, you know. Sometimes, you know, when you have limitations, you have to make modifications. You understand? And sometimes people have to realize, it's like, okay, I may not be able to get up underneath 300 pounds for 15 reps, but I can get under 125 pounds and do it 12 times and get the same amount of soreness. You know what I mean? Break that muscle tissue down, fill it with protein, and still grow. You understand?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you literally, I mean, staying in shape, Miss Tammy, is a full-time job. It is.
For sure.
It's a full-time job.
For sure. Yeah, especially if you want results. That consistency is extremely important. And, you know, you have – a few gyms that you work out of that I understand, Henderson, North Vegas, and then you also train people mobile online. How do you do all that? How do you accomplish, you know, managing your time with all these different methods of training? How do you do all
there
that
you
with
go.
Your time?
You literally, you hit the nail on the head. You have to have balance. You have to have good, effective time management. You understand? There's only 24 hours out the day. You need to dissect that 24 and make sure that all your goals are accomplished within their allotted times, and also allow time for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your loved ones, you know, all of your hobbies and so on and so forth. You have to have balance. I mean, if you don't, you know, you should plan to fail. You understand? Because if you don't have structure, if you don't have that discipline, you don't have that intestinal fortitude to, you know, write down your goals, write down your objectives, give yourself a deadline, hold yourself accountable. That's one of the biggest things to success. When you're talking about achieving your goals, you have to hold yourself accountable. You know, there are no off seasons. Sometimes if you're trying to get into that dress for a New Year's Eve function. Well, guess what? Thanksgiving, you might have to change how you're eating. Christmas, you might have to do some things different. You understand? You literally mm-hmm. have to hold yourself accountable and not make excuses. You understand? You have to.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, it's.
I gotta ask you. Okay, so speaking of excuses, let's say you're traveling for your work, or you know you're really busy, you're super busy, you didn't get home until 9-10 p.m. and you don't have a gym accessible to you. How can you still get it in, you know, a workout and feel happy before you go to bed, not like a failure, like you didn't get it in? What do you do? No, I know that you've been there, and I know that you've heard people that have been there.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I hope some of my friends, North Las Vegas Team Blue, shout out to Team Blue, they will tell you when we traveled, I take a microwave and a cooler full of my food and exercise in the room. Like you can literally, you can get an exercise ball. You could use a band. You know, I think it was last year. I was given the opportunity to go to the Capitol and talk to politicians, you know, during a legislative session on how to stay in shape. You know,
wow.
You get a resistance band or an exercise ball. What I did was I put together a very large packet. I mean, it wasn't like a book, but I mean, it was relatively lengthy, and it covered the basics. You know, it covered the basics of how to just maintain. You know, you could do plyometrics, you could do sit-ups, push-ups, jumping jacks, burpees, mountain climbers. Planks, do something. Something.
I mean, Ms. Tammy, did these legislations?
It's always going to be better than nothing.
That's right. That's right. But were they receptive? The legislatures that you talked about, you know, staying in shape during a session, were they receptive to the exercise that you described?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, again, when I was up there, I covered. You know, how important sleep is, you know, water consumption, you know, I introduced them to, you know, some dietary supplements, you know, to help them sustain the, you know, 12, 15 hour days up there, you know, sitting still. You know, sometimes you got to get up, you got to walk around for a couple minutes just to get that blood circulating. You know, sometimes you may not have an opportunity to, you know, go out and have a full-blown meal with a tablecloth and a candle. Sometimes you need to reach in that purse or that man bag, and pull out that little, you know, protein bar, and you know, get those calories in. You understand?
That's
they,
right.
they were very receptive because a lot of people are just like, well, I'm just going to chalk up these 2 months to, you know, whatever happens. And then, so you give them ideas, you give them hope. Like, hey, I may not have access to a gym, but I can pack this resistance band in my luggage, hook it to this door, and I can work my back, I can work my arms. I can literally get a full body workout with this resistance band or a series of resistance bands, you know. It was really good. I got a lot of good positive feedback. You know, some people can't get out, and so you can't use I got a newborn, or I'm stuck in the house, you know, I'm a stay home dad. You can't use that as an excuse why you can't stay in shape. You understand?
You can
you know, do stuff around the house, you know, to, you know, get your blood, get your blood, you know, put the baby in a front loader and do some squats with the baby. Come on, you can do something. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like you
can, I did that before. I did a 5K
with
my daughter when she was a baby. I did. I pushed her in the stroller. When she cried, I just carried her in my arms and pushed the stroller and still ran that thing and saw it through. I mean, I did it.
Yeah.
I felt good.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, I'll tell you, you know, that's people are just like, well, you know, I had a baby and I packed on some weight. And I'll be like, well, how old is the baby? 9. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, you've clearly skipped a few gym sessions, but that's okay. That's okay because I'm here to change the game. I'm a game changer. You know what I'm saying? There's no judgment. The fact that you even come to me tells me it's like, okay, that's the first step. We're going to make it right. We're going to get you tight. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. You know, also, you know, aside from, you know, just, you know, your everyday clients and the legislative clients, which are not everyday clients, but that's a whole niche in itself. But you've also trained professional athletes, like such as boxers, which, you know, this is Tammy Cicchio Radio Show, and I've interviewed quite a few boxers on here. Can you tell me what you do differently when you train a professional athlete? It has to be a whole different training regimen.
Yeah, well, I can tell you. I mean, you can go to my Instagram warrior_fitness101, and you can see I train a former 2-time heavyweight champ Hossein Rockman. I mean, this dude is a beast. And what's crazy is how we met in the barbershop. I'm like, oh, that's the champ right there. And you know, man of very little words. You know, he's, hey, how you doing? How you doing? And I think maybe a year later, I see him in the gym, and he's running on the treadmill, and I'm like, damn, the champ is at my gym. I'm like, okay. One of my clients, well, I can't make this up. One of my clients was like, hey, you know, you ever think about training with Donovan? I mean, he's you know, he's pretty good. I mean, she really, you know, she really sold me, and so we talked. And next thing I know, I mean, we're upstairs, and I'm giving him instructions, and I'm just like, this is the former heavyweight champ of the world. This guy had never lifted weights. I mean, he was a monster. I mean, 15-mile runs. I mean, he was a beast, you know. And I'm just like, I couldn't believe, like, how fast, how quick The Rock learned and how fast he developed, like, I mean, an ungodly amount of muscle and was ridiculously strong. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, I'm thinking this guy could probably get back in the ring and put hands on people. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because, you know, I see, you know, a lot of boxers and a lot of athletes and stuff, you know, that would, out of the ring for a couple of years and then a little slow, a little punchy, you know, and it's like, you know, if you didn't know Rock was a boxer, I mean, you think this guy was a politician or something, or just a man of incredible intelligence. You know what I mean? Like, this dude clearly didn't get hit in the head as much as a lot of other fighters, because this dude was, I mean, sharp. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what? And it's crazy, because I give a lot of credit to Hossein Rockman, because he inspired me. He inspired me to develop a weight loss garment a couple years ago, and it has been such an interesting journey, you know what I mean? And now I'm thinking, like, you know, here I am, you know, 50 years old, you know, I'm in the process of I'm waiting for one more patent out of a, you know, double patent weight loss garment, completely inspired by the champ, you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm in my late 40s and I'm inventing. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, you know, it was such a treat to be around this man who was so inspiring and pushed me to do better, you know, pushed me to excel. And I'll often ask, it's like, you know, what makes you better than the next guy? Or why should we choose you? You know, and I'm like, you're right. You know what I mean? And it has kept me here in the lab, just thinking, being creative, trying to find out new ways to get people in shape and feeling good. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
I don't believe in fad diets. I don't believe in the get slim pill. I don't believe in that overnight muscle gain or overnight weight loss. I think when you earn it, you respect it a lot better. You understand?
Right.
And I mean,
I would say, let me interject this though, because here's the thing. If you do get tested, like you said, with your blood type and all that, there are some diets that are recommended for certain blood types and that are appropriate. You know, for some people, it's appropriate to be vegetarian or plant-based. For some people. For some people, it's not so good. For others, they might be carnivores and they need to up their protein. You know, it just really depends, I think, on the individual, right? And I would say diets are not bad as long as it's your lifestyle and you know and you seek a professional like a doctor who can tell you after your blood work what is good for you and what's not good for you. But I agree with you that on diets. Diets are not really good because they're temporary. And then as soon as you get off the diet, what happens? Boom.
Yeah, you go.
Getting it all back, right?
Yeah.
Getting it all back. And you got to start right back over to the next diet, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes it's worse. You know, I again, I've been doing this for a while. I've watched people take the quick and fast pill and have lost, you know, an ungodly amount of weight, you know, in a very short period of time. And it's all good until the pill stops working. And all of a sudden that weight comes back with a vengeance. You understand? And you do more harm to your body long term than good. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like I said,
okay, I can stop by the drive-thru tonight. I already lost all this weight, so I can afford to cheat. And then that cheating turns into 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, three meals. Right?
And Miss Tammy, I'm so glad you brought that up because, again, it goes back to balance. You can have cheat meals. You could have cheat meals.
Yeah.
You understand? As long as you're like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to have a burger and some fries. All right, good. You're not getting on stage anytime soon. Or for people that have no desire to compete, there's nothing wrong with that. You know your condiments. Know what has sugar in it and know what's relatively good. You know, when I started competing, I put mustard on everything. You know what I mean? I put mustard on everything. You know, but I had those cheat meals. But when I went back in the gym, I'm like, okay, I gotta work this off. I gotta work this little bit of pizza off. You understand? And those were my rewards. Those were my rewards. You know, when I got to carb mode on Friday, I talked to my coach. Like, yeah, you know, you earned that. You earned it. You know, now you can't go from having cheat meals to cheat weeks to a cheat season, you know, a cheating season to it's like, well, I'm just going to chalk up 2020. You know what I mean? I'm going to fall back. You know, I'll get back at y'all, you know, 2021 because this is all bad. You know, it's like, you should not expect to get results if you're not putting the work in. And people say, it's 50% diet. And it's 50% working out, and it's 50% supplements. Wrong. It's 100%. It's 100%. You got to go 100% in the gym. You got to go 100%, you know, with the eating habits. You do have to work. You have the results. Period.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
No true words have been spoken. You know what I mean? I don't believe in and doing things halfway. You know what I mean? You do have to work, you get half the results, period. You know what I mean? And
That's right.
I said, I still have goals to, you know, get that grandpa bod back. You know what I mean? Like that 55-year-old when I turn 55 and still have, you know, maybe a 4-pack. I don't know if 55 I have a 6-pack, but you know, I still want to be relatively I'm being realistic. You know, I want to be in shape. I want to live to see my grandchildren graduate. I want to live to see, you know, them flourish and move on in their lives. You know what I mean? Like those are the things that I strive to achieve. And so I know I got to do some work. If I'm going to stick around to see that, okay. I know I need to stick to my eating regimens. I know I need to, you know, take my supplements. I know I need to, you know, get my exercise in, you know. And you're talking to a person that I've had injuries, I've had surgeries, you know what I mean? And it's like, okay, I'm down, I'm out, but I'm not down and out, you know. Sometimes, Miss Tammy, it's not how you fall. It's about how you get back up. You know, and some people fall, Miss Tammy, and get comfortable. Like, you know what? This couch ain't all that bad. You know what I mean? I'm not like that.
Right.
You know?
And that's when it's important with your nutrition. Like, you know, when you're down, that's when your nutrition, I mean, nutrition's important all the time, but when you're down and out, like when I was sick, like I my last show, I told everybody I was sick and I was like down for like a week, but my nutrition was on point. After losing like 25 pounds, my nutrition was on point. And I literally, like, I was a champ. Like, I kept all that off because my eating was really good, you know. And I think that your nutrition plays a big role. Like, what do you do with your clients to assess that and keep them on track? Do they keep a journal? Do they meal prep? What do you have your clients doing?
So again, it's all about the end game. It's all about your lifestyle. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't have that the time, you know, to meal prep. You know, a lot of people don't have the time to eat 5-6 times a day. I mean, I know people listening are just like 5-6 times a day. I don't eat 5-6 times in a week. You know what I mean? So you have to you have to do what's conducive to your lifestyle, you know, and not overwhelm yourself. And make I'll always say, just, you know, you have to crawl before you walk, before you run, before you sprint. You know what I mean? You got to take you have to, you know, a little progress is better than no progress at all. And sometimes, you know, if you have to squeeze in a meal replacement shake, okay, you're getting your calories in. That's good. You know, it's sometimes unrealistic for me to tell a person like, okay, you know, you've only been eating once a day. Starting tomorrow, I need you to eat 5 times a day. You know, and
right.
Because the look they're gonna give me is like, you know, I don't eat 5 times in a week. But you say, well, you're eating one time. You're eating one time a day. Well, you know what? We're gonna knock that up to one time a day, and then let's put a shake on it. And try to speed up your metabolism, you know, turn your body into a furnace, and also explain portion control. Miss Tammy, I will tell you, before I started competing, I was very insecure about my physique. All I did was eat. I'd boil chicken and potatoes, and I'd go home and I'd eat as much chicken and potatoes as possible. And I'm going to tell you, there may be a picture floating around of me at like 243 pounds or so, and it is not good, and it is not the physique that I set out. But I didn't have the education, I had no idea what I was doing. You understand? It was basically I was on the caveman diet, meat and potaetoes. I'll eat meat potatoes and lift heavy. You know what I mean? And that was kind of like my caveman mentality. You know what I mean? Like, I'm eat and lift. You know, and once I got educated, you know, again, I had a conversation with a former Olympian, Jay Cutler, who I was introduced to by Elaine Goodlatte, who, you know, just really broke it down and told me how to be successful, you know, with contouring my physique, you know. And
yeah.
I was like, you know what, you're absolutely right. And what's crazy is years later, I was afforded the opportunity to work at a gym. City Athletic Club is the best gym in Las Vegas has ever seen. Shout out to my whole City Athletic Club family. I love you guys. I mean, I moved on, but I will never forget walking into that gym. I mean, it was literally the highlight of my day. 10-time Olympian Iris Kyle. I mean, the most humblest, the most down-to-earth person you could ever meet. No one will never break her record. Never. And never's a long time.
Nice.
She would tell me, number one, you're never going to alter your genetic code, Donovan. So get over trying to look like Ronnie Coleman. Stop trying to look like something that you're not. Make the most of what you have. This is what God gave you. Make the most of it. And I was just like, you know what? You're absolutely right. Miss Tam, you got to love the skin you're in. You understand? And you have to accept this is what God gave you. use it to the best of your abilities, you understand, and prosper. And
that
and,
is great
I
advice.
Mean, ever since they told me that, I was just like, it literally stuck with me. I'm like, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm never going to look like these 500-pound monsters. I have medium bones. I'm bow-legged on one side. I got bad knees. I probably got the worst knees in the fitness industry, you know. But I make the most of it.
And two, there's a point too where your nutrition and your fitness plays a huge role, but then also you need supplements. I believe that you have to have some type of supplements because food and nutrition can't give you everything your body needs. And you'd be eating a heck of a lot of vegetables and protein and fruits and everything that we would need. I mean, it'd be ridiculous how much food that we would actually have to consume to be able to get all the nutrition that we really need. So supplements are really important. And you and I have a common supplement in mind with Lavelle Thrive. Can you tell everybody about that? We're getting down to about 2 minutes left, just to let you know, about two
oh
minutes
my
left.
God. All right. So Lavelle is a company, I mean, that I've been affiliated with as a promoter for the last year. I'm going to tell you something. Changed my life. May work for you, may not. What I can tell you, what it did for me is I haven't had an energy drink in a year. You understand? And you're talking about somebody that's been addicted to energy drinks throughout the course of his entire law enforcement career, Ms. Tammy. I was taking 15 pills, and there's pictures on my Instagram to show you. I was literally taking every pill you could possibly find in GNC. The Queen Bee, I attribute, Rochelle Trail, I follow her story. She put me up on game, and the next thing I know, I'm just like, I'm literally, my mind is blown about how my body performs now when I started taking the three-step process. I mean, it was so simple. It was so basic, and I'm always on my A. People are like, oh, how many cups of coffee have you had? I'm like, I don't even drink coffee. I haven't had coffee since 2009. I switched from coffee to energy drinks, and then last March it'll be a year. Once I started doing Thrive and that Black Label, game changer, mic drop. I was done.
Oh yeah,
I was done.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite. The Black Label is like it's the best, hands down.
Black Label, yeah,
hands down,
yeah.
Well, hey. Tell everybody about this 90-day transformation contest that you have going on.
Oh, man, I couldn't wait. Listen, Lavelle's really about changing lives and is launching this 90-day transformation. And the winner is going to get, I mean, $25,000. You can it's so crazy. After the video I posted today, people have been just like, 25 what? Okay, I need to be a part of that because it gives your workouts purpose. You understand? And so, I mean, I would tell you if anybody's interested, you want to train with purpose, you want to try, you know, get a little bit of this money, go to warriorfitness.lavelle, that's LE-VEL.com. Set up your free account, click on Ultimate Thriver Challenge, and let's go. Let's get this money. I'm telling you, the videos that are about to be posted is going to be huge because now I'm just like, look, it's not about 12-pack abs or bikini models. It's not about that. It's about making that transformation within 90 days and holding yourself accountable. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah.
That's right.
Look for me.
That's right.
Look
I don't mean to cut you off, Donovan, but I don't mean to cut you off, but we're about to – in the show, and I don't want it to cut off on you. So much for being on my show. I'm going to promote you after the show and put your IG on my page. So I just want to thank you so much for being on the show and for giving us such great advice tonight and want to wish you an amazing evening.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. You already know. Warrior Fitness 101, you want that work? Holla at you, boy.
That's right, everybody. You heard him. I will post his page on my page. And also make sure you follow me at Reese119. Also check out my blog on the coronavirus, the biggest topic right now out there, trending on Yahoo. Also stick around next Thursday, March 19th. I'll be having my next show. I want to thank everybody for listening and want to wish everybody a very amazing evening. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.